But first, let's cross to Portsmouth and get a bit more on this news that the Ministry of Defence has awarded BAE Systems a five-year, £600 million contract. That's to support half of the Royal Navy's surface fleet on UK and global operations, as well as manage the HM naval base in Portsmouth. Well, as I say, Dominic Blake is in our Gunwharf Quays studio and has more on this. And Dom, this is great news, not entirely unexpected, though.
That's right, Steve. BAE's actually been looking after Portsmouth Naval Base and the warships based here for the last 12 years, and this contract wasn't actually contested. So from that point of view, it's not really a surprise that BAE is the winner. But what it does mean, and what's really important, is that it provides certainty for around 2,000 workers here. They know that their jobs are safe for another 5 years, and that's particularly important in light of BAE's decision last November to shut down its Portsmouth shipyard with a loss of more than 1,000 jobs on that side of its business, Steve.
And what about the timing of this announcement?
Well, the contract was actually up for renewal last year, so I asked BAE about the delay and wondered if it was related to the Scottish independence decision, whether perhaps the government wanted to wait and to see which way that went. Now, BAE said that they denied that, and they said actually the delay was to do with the fact that they had to prove to the MOD that they were offering good value for money, and the company says that they were able to show savings to the taxpayer of £173 million during the previous contract. And John Hudson, the managing director of Maritime at BAE Systems, said this is an exciting time for everybody at the naval base. Working together, we'll prepare the naval base for the arrival of the UK's Queen Elizabeth class aircraft carriers and continue to use our ship design and build knowledge to support the surface fleet in service. And he went on to say that this supports the Royal Navy's operational capability, and he said it would deliver further savings for taxpayers.
Now, you've been getting some response to this from the leader of Portsmouth City Council.
Yes, that's right. I've been speaking to Conservative Donna Jones, and I started by asking her what her reaction was to this news.
I'm absolutely delighted. This is a huge contract, the second largest contract ever awarded by the Ministry of Defence, and yet again, Portsmouth is the benefactor. £600 million contract protecting 2,000 jobs in this very, very specialised defence market. So I'm very, very pleased with today's news.
And what about the timing, Donna? There are some people who say this may have been related to Scottish independence, that the contract itself, which was due to be renewed last year, didn't get renewed until that decision was taken. BAE says that wasn't the case. What do you think?
I mean, I think there has been a lot going on surrounding Scottish independence, so a lot of people holding their breath. Obviously, the no vote has meant that things have carried on as originally planned over the last couple of years. This MSDF procurement exercise has taken 18 months. It is, like I say, the second largest MOD contract ever awarded. Bringing this framework into place brings five big contracts into one. This is a substantial amount of saving the MOD are making, and I'm just really, really pleased that Portsmouth is remaining as the, you know, protector of the surface fleet, the home of the Royal Navy. So we will be looking after the majority of the surface fleet. In excess of, 60,000 tonnes of ship will be looked after and refitted in Portsmouth. And this is absolutely vital.
Of course, all this comes against a backdrop of very large-scale job losses. Back in November, of course, BAE announced that it was going to close down its shipyard in Portsmouth. More than 1,000 people have lost their jobs as a result. And there isn't really much sign of that facility being regenerated. I appreciate it. Appreciate that this is a different side of BAE's business, but is BAE doing enough? Is the government doing enough to support shipbuilding in Portsmouth?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the Philip Hammond, the previous Secretary of State, and Michael Fallon, the new Secretary of State for Defence, who obviously was the Minister for Portsmouth, were very committed to ensuring that, shipbuilding, whether that, commercial or so be it, remained in Portsmouth in that shipyard. And I'm still very hopeful of that. We've got a bid in for the BAE shipbuilding yard to become the new National Composite Centre for the UK, building large structures such as potentially HS2 rail link, wind turbines and real sort of cutting-edge technology in there as well. Yes, it is obviously disappointing with the ending of that shipbuilding industry in Portsmouth, but that's at the moment. I'm hopeful that things will return in the future. And like I say, these 2,000 jobs and the commitment from the Ministry of Defence that Portsmouth is still the home to the Royal Navy means that we're very much on the radar. When new big contracts are being awarded, we are going to be pitching in, saying Portsmouth is here, we're ready, we've got 2,000 staff down here already working with BAE Systems down here, plus the large Broad Oak site in Portsmouth that employs, another couple of thousand people. So actually, Portsmouth is positioning itself very, very well.